Joshua chapter 1. We'll be ready to start the office first thing on Monday morning. Charlie, I didn't tell you, but our meeting will be at 9. Can you be here at 9 o'clock on Monday just for the meeting? I know you normally come in at 12. Okay. Can you do it? Okay. Just for that first meeting, because we'll be here. Shamika, Denise, so we're looking forward to that so we can jump back. Reach South Carolina is in 2 weeks. We'll be in Mullins, and then we'll be in King Street. So we're on the go. That's why I don't want y'all, what we're going to talk about tonight, I don't want nobody talking about, well, we're doing all this at the church. That's why we got teams. If you burn out with the church, it's because you burn out with God. Because I don't have nobody doing everything. I made sure that we got specific people. Some of you I even pulled back because I know what you're dealing with in your personal lives. So don't say you're burnt out because of the church. Most of us are doing bare minimum of what we should be doing. So I don't want you thinking like that, but I want you to know that it's going to take more. We're going to hit, reach for about 6 weeks, end up in Hollywood. Andy, you here today? Andy not here? All right, he may come. Come in. That's you, Andy? All right. But we're going to hit Hollywood. What y'all laughing for? Y'all, we're gonna hit Hollywood. We're going to hit King Street. Where else we going to hit? Mullins, St. Stephen's, and Florence. Florence will be on the radio, but listen. On those Saturdays, don't forget your calendar because we're not going to meet here. We're going to meet on Friday nights, okay? So we'll still have it starting in August. I've already told Charlie we'll be on live stream every week. So no matter where somebody, you can be in the airport. Charlie showed me you can get it on your phone, right, Charlie? You just need a flash, right? Yeah, so Charlie could do it with a flash. Don't know what he's doing back there right now. But he can do it with a flash. So if you got a phone, you can get us live streaming every week. So we looking at how we want to do it and put it together so you could tell people all over. They can listen to us. Probably after we get a few more people in Columbia, I'll stop going on Wednesdays because they can listen to the service online. And then if the people don't have the computer, we'll have them meet at somebody's house who do have it. So that's how we would do that, okay? Because that'll keep us from having to go back every week. We don't have to do that if we don't need to. Right now, we probably will, probably up until the end of the year. But that's how we'll probably try to launch that with either what I thought about doing is recording live on Wednesday there, home groups here. You see what I'm saying? So y'all would be in a home group. But as soon as we get a camera that can take a whole home group and with a good picture, then we'll start taping that as well. Because that's something I think people would listen to as well. Just a good talk and everybody building at the house, that would be something good that we could probably produce a show with. So a lot of things that we'll be working on, but I want you to play your part. Now tomorrow, how many of you are going to come? We got the outreach in Columbia. It's at 6 o'clock, 5:30. So by a show of hands, how many of you will come on tomorrow? The service starts at 4, okay? All right, so this is what we'll do. We're going to leave here. A group of you will leave here at about 2:30 to get to the church at 4, okay? So if you're coming tomorrow, be at the church at 2:30 so that we can get down there. I'm going to have to go a little bit earlier because they try to stop us just a little bit of challenges, so I'm going to go a little earlier. But if you're going to come tonight, what I'd like for you to do is after service, meet in that room in the back, the little couch room, just for about 5 minutes, just so y'all can see who's there, and then y'all can just gather how you're going to drive, okay? Okay? Now, again, we're still going to be here at 9 o'clock in the morning, team two. But those of you that are going to Columbia for service at 4, we're leaving here at 2:30, which will give you an hour and a half to get there. And what will happen is we'll go from there to the outreach. The more the merrier. Okay? Because I really don't know what we'll have until tomorrow. I'm not even buying any hot dogs until I get there. Because we have to go and see. So we'll go out there. We'll try to see. And then we'll kind of go out there and see from there. So we'll pack up a few things today. But we'll leave around about that time. Amen? Amen. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. Chris, good to see you in church today. All right. Joshua chapter 1, the Bible reads, most of you are familiar with this. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over the Jordan, and all this people unto the land which I give to thee, even to the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I've given unto you, and said, as I said unto Moses. And I want to talk to you tonight about this, because this is going to be pivotal. Continuing to build as you transition. How do you transition and you still continue to build? Because most of you have to get bailed out of transition. The overwhelming of the transition. Somebody got to come bail you out. Somebody got to come pull you out. Pull you out of what? Emotional overwhelming. Financial overwhelming. All these things. Somebody have to come and bail you out. Somebody have to pull you out. Because when you're transitioning, you don't know how to continue to build. Don't you know you can keep building? You don't have to stop because it's a new place. You don't have to stop because it's unknown. Because what God gave us to do, what God gave you to do, there's nothing that can stop it. You don't stop because it's new to you. Because the reality is this. Whatever God spoke to you, He's the majority. The Bible says that the heart of the king, Rev, is in the hands of God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That God has the final say-so in everything. So no matter what it looks like to man, no matter what edge they got educationally, physically, mentally, experience, if God spoke this to me, there's nothing nobody can do about it. And as God began to transition, we see Joshua here being in a transition. Moses was dead. And now Joshua had to step in, Carla, into his shoes. He was transitioning. He was going to another level. Something he never knew before. The very words that God spoke to him, guess what? It was new. And some of us have to realize, how do we transition and keep on building? Because sometimes when you're building, you can come out of building and when it's time to transition into a new realm, you can accelerate things. But you got to know how to do that, because some of us, we just think like transition means trouble. Oh, how am I going to do this? This is over. You know why we do that? Let me tell you a few reasons why people make it hard to transition. You ready? Amen. Number one is because you marry the blessing. You marry it. You get too caught up in the blessing. When God used you in the area, you don't know when to get your eyes off it and fix your eyes on something else. You get caught up in people telling you, you know, you so such and much. I wish I had your anointing. I wish I had this from you. I wish I could do this like you. You get caught up in what they say. God used you to do things, and you get caught up in that. You get wrapped up in what people are saying about you. You start reading your own press. Because you prayed for a lady and her arm grew back. I've never seen this before. That's all good. It's going to make me amazed. But after that, it's important that you take your spirit and move on. People don't transition right because they get caught up in the blessing. Most people, they ain't going to say it, Kelvin, but they do it. I mean, you still wrapped up into that. Man, that's over. God used me to give people financial blessings. And you're going to hang that over somebody's head mentally. Some of you do that. Well, I help you. You help. No, that don't work like that. Whatever the Lord tell you to do, don't do nothing for me. Because I might not remember in 10 minutes. Except the Lord builds the house. Why? Because we get caught up in the blessing. It's hard to transition. God, because in the blessing, you get caught up in what? Familiarity. Oh, I'm used to this. This is what you hear Christians do this all the time. Some of you do this. Well, I'm not like you. You do it with your mouth so openly. You say this. Well, I'm not used to that. That's how they do this. That's just saying they go division. These are all parts of division. If we're one, how could you talk different? But you're letting your verbal expose the very spirit. You're like this and they're like this. We hide behind personalities that begin to pull at you. When you're trying to transition, it's hard. You can't transition and you still got lots around you. These people going to pull at you. And some of you, you'll say, oh, well, you know, Pastor, it's not a big deal. As soon as you say that, it is. Because things that's not a big deal, you don't mention it. But I have to say this too, because some of you are good at being, I don't want to say a hypocrite, but you're good at putting a massage. Huh? A massage. Oh. A what? Facade. Yeah. All right. Huh? Yeah, you're pretending. Y'all know what I was saying, though. Get the essence of this thing now. Now, I still should get Anthony looking at me, yeah, Pastor, but you still should be saying the right words. You're right, Anthony. All right. But I'm just saying this. You can't, when you're on the surgery table, you got to say everything that's wrong with you. Some of you still do that. You try to say, well, I ain't going to say this to them because they're going to do this. I don't want to hurt you. Yeah. But if you're trying to, well, you know he's going to say that. Well, keep the devil in there. Because you cannot grow and transition as long as everything is not on. Ain't nobody want to know detail. But I'm talking about you saying you don't want to hear this. You know, if you know it, you better face the music. Walk up in there and say, Pastor, I know you're going to cut me up when I tell you this, but Kelvin, I know you're going to say this when I say this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because this is the truth and I'm tired of it. If you could just help me, I don't know, just whatever, but I'm ready to go on. Because some of you say, well, I don't want to hear that. Why? Because that little demigod inside saying, I'm running this thing. Put Pastor here. Put your brothers and sisters who love you here. And then let me tell you how they come in. If they don't come in off of your swing, then that means they ain't real. I get to judge them off of how I see them. Forget about God. We have to change that. Are you with me? You have to say, no. That's not how it works. We're one. The way we raise our children is the same. May not be all the way, but we're working on it. The model has been set before us. But whenever you marry that blessing, man, people will have you thinking you all of that.
Come on, Pastor.
Have you ever been around people that don't like to hear nothing negative? When they hear something negative, they think you fighting them.
Yes.
No, man, you just ain't all that good in that. I mean, I don't know who been telling you that, but no. You don't look that good now. Don't let them tell you that. I don't know who you've been around. I mean, you looking okay, but you don't look all that. I mean, the way you coming off like you just some. No, don't let them fool. You must be got a lot. Oil run down, not up. We tend to listen to the people down under. Some of y'all get into it with you and you say, well, the people, I don't want to. Well, who is the people? Who are you listening to? Authority. God told Jesus, this is my beloved son. You think he would have taken much of that if John the Baptist said that? When John the Baptist said, Jesus or the disciples say, you know, you don't have to wash our feet. Jesus said, listen, I got orders from something higher than you. Yeah. Yeah. He the one really count. Get your feet out here. I ain't got nothing to do with you. Because you don't run this part. Now you getting all carnal. See, it sounded good. See, if Jesus read into that, he could have been a superstar among them. Because you're neglecting the assignment from the higher source. Some of us, we buy into that. Oh no, we ought to be giving you this. You know, some of y'all say this. I'm trying to say it the right way so I don't make you, but I like this example. Some of y'all say, well, Pastor, I'll do this for you. I'll do this for you, and I'll buy you this. I'll get you this. But there are times, you know, I don't get no special privileges because my car breaks down. I got to go get it fixed like everybody else. There's no difference. It's one thing if Calvin said, well, Pastor, I'll fix this. I'll do this. Like some of you do. Johnny, y'all have said that. You know, that's good. I let you do it. But I'm no exception to the rule. You let people start telling you that, Pastor, you ought not be having to worry about this. You know, that's true to some degree, but you in this earth. You ain't going to pump my gas every time because I'm anointed. You ain't going to start cooking for me and stuff. Some of that stuff, you'll be like, no, man, who are you? You know, you think about it. You coming over to the pastor and cooking on the grill. Man, yeah, I cook on my own grill. Because I just want to serve. Not that kind. That's not servant. You don't have the spirit behind it. That's not what it's all about. But some of you, you let the blessing, how God use you, take you out of transition. That's what make it hard when it's time to move. It's good. You ever had things you're doing? If there ain't nothing going on, you're good to go. But when it's time to move, it's difficult for you because you built into a steady, no moving progress. That's why you ought not listen to people who just talk. The enemy will trick every last one of us, Janet, if we listen to people who ain't doing nothing, but they talk good. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. You're drinking poison. Yeah. Yeah. Don't listen to people. You look at what they do. They talking kingdom. What are they doing? They can say all they want to say, God, and you looking at what they do. They're not going nowhere. They ain't doing nothing. Yeah. They don't even go out and do outreach. They don't even do it. So, I mean, whatever they're saying that God said through them, regardless of that, it's not pumping them to do. Yeah. So if it's not pumping them to do, somewhere between God speaking to them and their lives has got stuck. And when they start talking to you and giving you a lot of information, you drink their poison. Well, all you got to do, given all these experiences, that's why we do a lot of experiments. Because you got to be proven. Yeah. What the Bible say? Make full proof. Yeah. You don't make full proof by just talking. Yeah. Having a 3-hour talk with somebody. That's why I told y'all the other week about y'all friends. Give them a year. But after that, man, ain't nobody coming all the way to talk to you about stuff in your dead church. And you still there. You're not wanting to connect. So there's something. I got to go. Why? Because you're destiny hungry. If you don't want that, nothing will happen. If you marry the blessing, you'll never, ever be able to transition properly. Because the fact of the matter is, Carla, God wants us to transition. You got to transition now. I got to transition now. I got to go to another level tomorrow. You got to go to another. So transition is a part of being a Christian. If he can't use you in certain areas, I mean, you become irrelevant. Because when he put you in here, guess what? You become a baby Christian again. If he moved you to Columbia and he moved you to Florida, if he moved you to Georgia, if we go to North Dakota, guess what? He got to worry about you saying, oh, they eat potatoes and not rice. And you're making a big doctrine about it. Oh, these people here, they do that. Man, listen, Jesus didn't come just for that. Get into that. But you can't transition, because sometimes when you marry the blessing and you transition, you lose all the fiber of Christ. Because the transition take it out of you, make your back basic, shake you up enough. You ain't got nothing in there. Next thing you know, you just coming out, I love God, and that's it. You're not as aggressive. That's why I want to share with you tonight, how do you build in transition? How do you keep building? Though the external is different, though the people you're around is different, though the mechanics is different, you still accelerate. How to turn your spirit loose to begin to adjust to where you at, so that your destiny does not lose pace, because God is simply saying, listen, I need you to function, and we do it in the natural all the time. What you do, Jason, in junior varsity? We go in seventh grade in JV and we dominate. But after ninth grade, what they do? Let me tell you a quick story. This is true. This is the only highlight, one of the highlights. 10th grade, I was playing football in high school, and I played JV since 7th grade, and I got to the 10th grade expecting this my last year at JV, because you know junior year, what they do? You go up to varsity. Yeah. Not this time, Eric. They came and got me. They came. Let me do this with a big heart. They came and got the running back, said, no, Brad, this year we want you to try out for varsity. Yeah. The coach came and got me. I said, I'll think about it. That's the only highlight somebody ever come and get me. That was it in sport. He said, I remember I was in the library. He said, Brad, we want you to try out for varsity. I was like, man, I'm about to dominate the team. I'm the captain of the JV. You know, I didn't work up here 3 years. The people know me. I'm learning everything. And now guess what? They snatch you just to become a rookie again. That's how transition is. But just because you're a rookie, you take scriptures and you say, don't despise your youth. See, you got to know how to come out there like what's your boy on the Saints, number 25, I can't think of his name. Bush, just as effective, though he was a rookie. It don't matter why, because between his transition from college to the pros, he had to realize and build inside, they still need me. They need me. There's something there that's going to be lacking. Yeah. And see, God is the ultimate coach, and he's strategically putting you, no matter how young you are. But guess what? We got to come out there with a certain level of confidence. Yeah. You got to come out just because it's new. Yes, the NFL, but winners are winners. Yeah. Champions are champions. One more thing about football, I don't want to lose you. That's why they can't lose Tim Tebow. Because they know he's a champion. May not be the best football player, but he's a motivator. He can get things going. Why? Because champions breed champions. May not be the best player, but no, just put him on the roster. He might be worth $2 or $3 million a year of the morale he keep in there. Because champions brew. Whether he is on college or pros, it doesn't matter. That's how we got to think when it comes to being Christian. Okay, we in Columbia, we here. It don't matter, because it's the same God. Yeah. I know how to whip it out. I know how to tell God, you know, God, this is a different, but I killed the lion. I killed the bear. I know you're still with me. This may be different, but this will be something on my resume when it's all said and done. Transitioning. Why you build is so key, especially in an apostolic church, because we don't even know what we're doing. Are you with me? Some of the things we don't even see. But some of you go into transition and you come back like this. Oh, what am I going to do? I don't know, because my husband is like, you know, the devil after you. You got to get your bearings now. You used to standing 3 feet. Now it's 5 feet. You got to learn to tread water. Don't just stay there and say you're going to drown. It's a different setting. You went from standing on your feet to now it takes more work, but you got to learn to tread. But still, keep your head above water. You still got to go to your assignment. If you marry the blessing, it's very difficult. You won't transition. You'll look at everything and stop blaming white people and black and the economy and Obama and all of this stuff. No. God got the final say so. We know the end from the beginning. We know what to do, when to do, why. Because God's wisdom is upon us. But if you don't know how to continue to build while you're transitioning, man, you'll lose all of, you'll drop all of God. And all you got is your auntie. Yeah, she helped me. And that's all I got now. You talk defeated. Because you don't transition. When you transition strong, you can allow people to see God be in so many different facets. That's why I pray for our church that we can transition. Yeah. You know, you just can't go when you start having children, you get married, or you have a new job. You don't just stop the kingdom. God's intention when he brought Eve to Adam was to help. That means there's something about to happen more than what was with just him. When he brings children, he's laying down legacy. So when you go, here you go, you transacting with God, you put into them, so it's more legacy going. That's how you replenish the earth. Yes. Not go back. Think about how people even in the church say, you know, you have all them children are expensive. It's true to some degree. But don't you know people, mental stage, just say don't have kids because of money? That's how carnal we become. They don't even think just money. I don't have enough money. These children, all your own selfish American way you want to live, come home, watch TV, nobody mess with you, don't have to be inconvenience way. Let me do my thing. Let me get my sale. Let me walk and go. Let me get my thing. Friday night, let me go out. Don't think about nothing. Let me just do my life. Yeah. Children, slow you down. That's how most of us think. Christians. Even though God said children are a blessing, they inherit it. You can have as many as you want. It don't matter whether you have none or not. But the reason shouldn't be because of your obstacles is what I'm saying. Yeah. Because our gods be telling us that, no, we ain't having no more children. You going to take care of them? These kids running me crazy now. I don't know what to do. So the challenges make you say stop. Yeah. Or is it because you don't know how to handle the challenges? Yeah. You don't know how to adjust it. Pull it out of you. Yeah. Instead of looking at the children and say, God going to rise in us. See, if you don't think like that, nothing will happen. Are you with me? Y'all ready? Let me give you these things. Y'all got to want it now because I don't want us to be normal. If you're going to transition and continue to build, these are the things you got to do, or some of the things. The first thing is simply this. If you're going to transition into another area, another growth spurt, as you go through transition and continue to build, you got to be somebody that meditates. Because meditation will bring where you're at and what God has shown you into your actions during that transition. I can't tell you how many of you don't meditate. You just sit there. You're just doing stuff. Did you think about Friday? Did you think about this week? Did you meditate on how it should go? Did you think about how strong your family going to be? Did you look at your children? Do you meditate on this? See, some of you don't do that. You just go through the day. Hey, I'm up. Get these churned together and I'm going and I'm going. God is live and okay, this and that. Just normal. You don't stay and design your life. You just can't go through. That's why I say with Super Saturday, I can't make comments on it because I ain't spent enough time of meditating on it yet. Give me, I need a few more, at least another week where I can sit down and think and ponder on the purposes of God. Meditation, here go God's purposes and your resources. What can you do? You're meshing it together. And you're saying this is how it's going to work. You never can say how it's going to react for people. But you can say what you'll do. So meditation will always bring confidence. That's why people can always look at you, and we don't like people that are confident. Weak people always call people that are confident arrogant, but it's not arrogance. You just can't deal with somebody making a demand. You don't like that. You don't like somebody telling them, I can do that. You can't do that. Because you're weaker. That's not arrogance. When somebody did something, that's not bragging. You brag on something you haven't done. When you've done something, it's been proven. Yeah. That's not bragging. If you did this, then that's what you do. You got it. Look, that's it. I got this. But if there's no meditation, and let me tell you something. When you're confident with what you know on the inside and when God put you, you don't care where you go around. That's how I know some of you don't meditate. When you got people problems. Worrying about people, you got a meditation problem. Amen. You're meditating on the wrong thing. Yeah. You're talking about God here. Yeah. The one who made the dirt. Yeah. And here you are talking about, well, she looking, she can't stop me. Yeah. He can't stop me. Amen. God is telling me to do this thing. Yeah. But some of you, you still wrestle because you don't meditate enough. I guarantee if you're going to transition and continue to build, you got to be a meditator. Yeah. Remember what God, he told Joshua, meditate day and night. In other words, you can't do what Moses, what I'm telling you to arise and take the people over. You can't do that without meditating, without seeing it, without obtaining it inside first. Some of us, we trick ourselves because we think we can do that. You can't do that. Yes. You got to see it. Yeah. As basic as Wednesday, Friday, you got to meditate. You got to take time. That's why when you hear me say, I ain't got enough time, I need time, because it takes time. You got to model over it. I like to talk to people. See what people opinion. Go out there. There's a lot of things involved before you hit the mark. But some of you, you go halfway and you wonder why you halfway your confidence is cut up. The devil able to eat you up because internally you have not meditated. You have not built it on the inside. Forget about how people react, whether it's good or bad. When it's inside, you don't care what they say. Meditation always brings confidence. You get confident. You get real confidence, Max. You feel like I can do everything. I'm not waiting on no man. Not waiting on no business. I'm not waiting on all of this. God say. Yeah. Are you with me? Amen. You know, I'm not talking about marriage. I'm talking about just in general. You know, like something, your destiny. I guarantee you, if y'all will begin to meditate, your actions will change. The people you're around, the things that you do will change. Because meditation will bring that level of confidence. You feel like, man, they can't stop us. Yeah. They can't stop us. No weapon formed. Think about it. God is greater. Remember Lazarus? Just think. Go back. Lazarus was in the dead mama for 4 days. He was already embalmed. And Jesus told him to come back. That's the God we serving. He took the Red Sea and just lap it up. And you mean to tell me, no. I just got to get stronger in this. You walk around and you think about it. You play a little music and you think about, yeah, God going to take the nation. He going to change my life around. He's changing it. You just see it. See that big Superman on your heart. I can do it in the spirit world. Things are happening. My marriage is strong. I don't care what the devil say. My children will live for God. See, some of y'all going to mess the churn up because y'all still saying, oh, they got problems. They don't got no problems. Stop saying that. It's what you see is how you entertain. Stop saying that. They're the seed of the righteous. If you're righteous, they're the seed. Then you got to keep saying that. I know you're going. There ain't nobody say ignore them. And don't spank them and don't do, I ain't telling you all that. But when you do that, you got to say the seed of, I'm only doing this because you got to be righteous, son. I'm only doing this because you got to line up because you got an assignment on you. But some of you won't do that. You just stop. You start letting the environment get, oh, this child is tearing me up. I'm getting tired of this. Some of you want to keep going. Let the child run you out your own house. Because there's no type of pullback. I'm in charge. You ain't in charge. I don't care what you do. Sometimes you let the emotions take you and all. You can't. You cannot reclaim or claim your child in the emotional realm. You can't do it. You're going to get stuck in there. That little itty bitty face. They're going to come at you. And they're going to say, I'm sorry. Daddy, they won't let me do that. No, ain't nothing happened. Yeah. Carmen come to me today and say, Asia, take my apple. And I mean, she looks so sweet, the little dress. And you'll be like, you just want to get on Asia because the way she look. That's how you think. That's natural. Yeah. But if you don't have no sense, that's how you look at it. But some of you like that. You go there, well, you know, he like that. I tell you what he like. I tell my children every day, they'll tell you, you got to take over for daddy. You're going to have a church. Your children, I tell them everything they need to hear. You're going to do this. You know God's going to use you. You're going to be used of God. You got to keep saying that. Yeah, used of God, whap. Yeah. Used of God, whap. That's right. Huh? So you still talk, but you got to see that. And some of you, what happened to make you so unhealthy because of the way you talk to your children. They're not your friends. They're not your buddies. You got to be an adult to them. You don't let them get in conversation. You don't let them do all that because it's not for your benefit. We could care less. But they can't. It's harder for them to adjust to structure. They just can't do it. So that's why I have to say, no, we're talking to adults. Adults do this, you do. You don't do that because they can have most of the stuff we have in a sense. But it's just the fact that if for a child, they can't put all these, they don't have the strength mentally to dissect and say, no, we can't do that. They won't do that. So you have to do that for them now. But if you're not a meditator, man, emotionally it gets you all the time. If you're married, your wife having a little challenge, and then you're going to have the challenge. I don't know why we like this and this and that. I'm not doing this way with this woman here. She ought not do that with me. If I come in and I'm mad, you know what I got to do with you? Let's work on it, but you're not going to make me feel like I'm a part of your problem. But some of you, because you don't meditate, you don't take Sunday afternoon. You don't take tonight to plan your next week. Not just physically. Meditate. Go into the spirit world. Amen. What I'm going to do Tuesday? I know I got to work, but what am I going to do? I think I'm going to do this and plot it. Some of you don't even do that. You just go through the day. You let you get tired and you sleep and you say, oh, well, I'm okay. But you don't think about it. What are you going to do next week? How are you going to do it? These are things that will cut down while you begin to meditate. Okay, on Wednesday, I'm going to take the kids here. I'm going to do this. Then I tell you what, I can take them to get this. Let me see if I can get this child here to come. Let me see if I can get Chris. Can I get Chris? You know? So if I, you know, if I can get them, then that'll tell me. I can challenge. I can add this. See, I started thinking about Columbia. Yeah. I said, well, these teenagers can come with me. I can take them with me. They can guard things. They can press play on the Vista. I can use them. School nights, then they come home, do their homework, and then they ride with me. I get them a little Burger King or something. You know I can get them. Yeah. Not every night, though. I ain't going to do that. Denise looking at me. I ain't say every night, you know. So we won't do that. But I'm just saying, why? Because you begin to meditate. Meditate. The Bible says meditate day and night. And it'll make your life good success. Meditate. If you're going to transition from going to another level while you're in transition and keep building, you got to meditate. Because you'll come out knowing, hey, this is a new place, but same God. Yeah. Yeah. New people, same God. Yeah. I got to build something from scratch, but it's the same God. I'm using the same mixture. So, my confidence is just as stronger because my resume can be seen at the They're not just looking at one job on my resume. When you come out and you build right and you meditate, they take all of your expertise and it's being used. You feel more confident using the weapons that you know. But you got to meditate. Are you with me? Number two, let me give you another thing if you're going to continue to build and transition. You got to look at challenges as steps.
Yeah, that's true. That's good.
Most people in transition, they look at challenges as obstacles. How am I going to get it? You got to look at it like, you know what? God going to give me a lesson out of this. I got to get something out of this. All this stuff is overwhelming right now, but God want me to do something. He's trying to pull my emotional state into another place. So not just, I ain't trying to just get over it. I want to learn from this. You look at your challenges as steps. Six in one hand, half dozen in the other. You can sit there and say all you want, but guess what? If you ain't got something, you got something else. It'll be something else working for you. Trying to get you. So that's why you got to be a person that understands that this is how it's going to take. You got to be a person say, you know what? My challenges are my steps. Steps. You look at it. How can we? That's why you like sensible people. That's why you appreciate people that's kingdom oriented, because you can sit down and say, listen, this ain't working. This ain't working here. I mean, we sitting here, I remember one time we was arguing so much about the first year or 2 years and just getting in. And, you know, I'm not a confrontational person, but I'm going to hold my ground, you know? You know? You got to hold your ground because she'll push you over now. Warning, you know? But that was the first 2 years. But I tell you this right here. I remember getting in the car and driving out the church, and the first thing I said, baby, this got to stop, man. I mean, because, man, I don't even think I don't like you if you're going to argue with me like this. I mean, how are we going to get along if we're going to do this? We got to find a way. Now, what are you talking about? What is it that you don't like or something?
Yeah.
Is it when I breathe, my breath or something, that make you just want to argue? Or what is it? Let's get to the quarters. Let's dissect this thing. Let's go to the park. Don't you want to do right? I want to do right. I know that. So let's get together and let's talk about this thing because you want it to go. Because obviously if we keep ignoring it, it keeps coming up. We don't need no counseling and stuff. Let's work through this thing. Let's dig this stuff. We still had to go in a few times. But let's go in. Let's dig this thing out. Let's go. But see, some of you don't think like that because you look at the challenge and you think it's just a challenge. You got to say that's a stepping stone. When I get through this, you get ranks. The more ranks you got, the more order you can set. But some of you say, if I could just get out of this, I don't know why the Lord. Would you rather have leukemia? You rather have cancer and drying up? You rather have something that somebody else gonna say they wish they had this? You gotta always be thankful. That's one way you can get out of challenges is you're thankful.
Yeah.
You think you get up in the morning, got to go back to the old school. If he woke me up this morning, I can still go. Something is still moving, so don't just give up. Some of you just give up.
Wow.
How many people you think would want to be where you at right now? Hearing all that we're hearing, doing all that we're doing, just purely. How many people? But some of us will be saying, I wish you still boggled down. Why? Because you look at your challenges and you haven't turned them into steps yet. If you don't do that mentally, when you go through transition, you won't build. Because the very thing God doing with you in the transition is what you need when you get out. The people won't even listen to you. The businesses won't even come to you if you get out and you abort the promises. It's like if you go through a building and you're supposed to be selling apples and they're giving apples out in the building. If you walk out of the building with no apples, ain't nothing for the people to get. So you just there. what a call. And God said, you're going to do this. And you start just dreaming of stuff. Oh, I'm selling apples. They're coming. Well, when you were supposed to be getting them, you drop it. You went in the building around it, but you didn't process. You didn't die. See, this has nothing to do with how strong you are. It has more to do with how willing you are. God know when we weak, but it's your will that has to do with all of this. And when you begin to think, your challenges become steps. And that's why you start rejoicing. You ever hear people say your joy? You get joy. Why? Because you know you're going through. Let your faith have its perfect work. So you can be entire. So that what? You're wanting nothing. You don't come out of warfare and stuff and don't have no rank. God don't do that. You get out and people start listening to you more. People start seeing things more. You got more influence. But see, the real influence is we go to the market and don't buy nothing. We're just talking. You're just talking. You're saying, oh, we can change it. How you going to change the city if you ain't got no God in you? You got to pull it out of you. You can't have God if you don't learn how to build when it's transition. Look at your challenge. Stop saying this is a challenge. It is a challenge, but I'm talking about this is a step. Yeah. I don't want it. You know, nobody want to go through what we go through. Wouldn't it be easy, Tika, if we had no financial barrier? I say, well, we want this building. I think we want that. Let's get this. I think we want this car. It's time for a new car. We get the oil change done. None of us probably get the oil change when it's supposed to. We wait till it's 5,000 miles and over. Something got to talk to us. People that got automobiles and things that are not, they go get it regularly, 2,000-3,000 miles before. They wreck. Why? They're taking care of life. We're trying to get to that point. But you don't do that by just saying, you know what? It's all good, and I think I'll take cancer. You want this? What you want, a misbehaved child? Come on, I'll get that. Oh, your spouse is spanking you and beating you and stuff. Come on, I'll take that. I'll take that. Let me get that. You don't talk like that. God will put you in something. You don't get the deal of cards. You just receive them. When you receive them, you got to say, you know, God, I don't know why you did this, but I know that when I come through this, your ranks will go up. But most of us, our challenges just stay that. You can't transition like that because that same challenge that you never faced, guess what? It'll keep haunting you. It'll just stay right there. You'll be coming out and just talking about the same thing. You still talking about, I thought you left him. If you left him, look at all these men out here. Look at this wig, girl. Take them glasses off and look. You still talking about him? Look at all these men out here. And you come on the beach to talk about the past. What about what God is doing now? But why does this happen? Because so many people, they look at their challenges and they let their challenges talk to them. You can't do that. Are you with me? You're going to build in transition. Make sure that you understand that challenges is what makes. You don't see nobody with all them things on their patch, 12 rows, running all on the sleeve. You ain't even got to be in the military. Sometimes you see people like that, you be like, you got something. All this leaking down. Because you can tell. Something. This person has got a green heart. A purple heart. Something. Y'all know what I'm saying, though, right? I'm going to get it together. Purple heart. That's when they get killed or something like that. John McCain, huh? Oh, well, they did something worthy. I know John McCain got a purple heart because he was a prisoner of war for many years, you know. But I just say that because if you don't know how to take your challenges and do that, that's why I want you to learn how to do that. Take lemon and make lemonade. Other than that, you ain't no good. You just, you know, you put some Christians in some VBS, Vocation Bible School, they good. But don't let a little behavior child come. That one child could turn that whole teacher around. I don't know why they doing this. And she telling the child all their personal, going at the child like they're an adult. Yeah. attacking the child over one child. Why? Because that's a seasonal Christian. You can't put her in too much. Why? Because there's no rankings. They got that surface Christianity where they just go through normal stuff. But when you come through certain things, you hear people and you carry weight. You got a little weight. You hear people and you hear them out. You don't judge quick when you've been through. That's how I know some of you're not learning a lesson because people come through different walks of life. And when you got, you listen more. You say, you know, I'll give you a little benefit of a doubt because the fact of the matter is if I can't help you, I ain't going to hurt you anyway. Yeah. Let me don't even get into that. That's above my pay grade. Come on. But see, if you ain't been through nothing, you're telling everybody, you got the word? You got to preach the word. You got to, yeah, bro, I need you to come and help me and labor with me. No, just preach the word. I got to go because my kids are not. No, I need you to come with me. You don't want to do that. You just want to talk. And pray for me in a distance. Only when you get away, you don't pray for me. I don't know about you, but I don't want people praying for me, Rev, for no 2 minutes. You need somebody that's going to bombard heaven. Lord, wait till the atmosphere gets changed. Then call my name and bring it down. Say, Lord, we bring them out. We reach through. Not no 5 minute, 2 minute prayer. Lord bless it. We pray for the ministry. That's easy. Well, we prayed for you. That's not prayer. That's a ritual. When you pray, whatever you mention, when you know God is right next to you, when the presence of God is there like never before, and you feel then whatever you mention is what's your desire. That's why you could tell Solomon his heart was right. What he asked for. You can tell people's heart because when God is there, that's what they ask for. But see, if you look at your challenges, the first thing you'll be saying, get me out of this. If I could just get through this, if I could just get this done, if they could just do this, if they could just do that. Why? Because the challenges are speaking to you. You can't build in transition like that. Transition, you can't do that because sometimes that'll get you killed. You're overdoing it in one ear. We know we're going to take a little bruise in there, but we got to keep moving out of here. This is only transition is only temporary. Yeah. I didn't say you do this all the time, but in transition, you need to do it. Just take the little licking. I know they talking and stuff like that. Just let it go. Yeah. Just let it go. Sometimes you don't need to comment after everything. Yeah. Some of you, somebody says something stupid, you got to respond. Then you say, well, I got to say, no, just let it ride. It's okay, I can take that, I can absorb that. My strength is stronger than that. I can take that. Okay, they let that go. Hey, I ain't got to deal with them. It's like somebody on the call, like I tell you, put their birdie up. They don't know me. I don't know them. So they put their birdie up. God bless you. But some of you get all mad over that. Like, what's to get married? You don't know him. He's got to say something that attacks your inside to bring you out. If nothing ain't in you, it ain't going to come out. So when somebody gossip or they say something about somebody and you don't want to, you let it die. But when you like that, you feel, well, yeah, Kelvin, I don't know why he do this. And him and Maxine, they just don't know. I would have done this like this. And I told him, and I see if that was me. You see, it's just different. You're not them. You don't know. Why even think about that? That has nothing to do with you. I mean, you can't, you know, what's the use of even going there? But if it's something in you, it will pull you. Challenges stay challenges for people who don't look at it and transition instead. Because challenges is proving God in the midst of transition. Yeah. You got to pass the test to go to the next level. Right. If you want to build, even though you're transitioning, make sure that you look at your challenges as steps. Because if you look at it like, oh, I got a deal, I'm tired of this, and I'm not going to... Nothing will ever happen. It'll stay there because God ain't like some of the grade school where they promote you. Yeah. Your legs get too big. They just say, go ahead, let her go. Let him go. God ain't like that. That's why you got 50, 60-year-old babies in the church been saved 20 years. That's why I talk to you the way I'm talking to you, because in the spirit world, some of you are weak. You think because you're saved that you're strong because you've been around and you're around goodness. But coming to church does not do that. That stuff has to become a part of you. You can be here every week, but that doesn't make you strong. You have more of an opportunity to become strong, but that does not make you strong. You could be here and just be just as religious. Hearing things and not being able to do, you could do that here. It's what you're taking on. You're available to some things. Are you with me? So make sure. Another thing I wrote down here is that if you're going to build in the midst of transition, you got to be destiny focused. When you go through transition, the first thing the enemy going to get you to see is all of the changes. A new physical place, new type of people. He'll get you to look at your past and look at the people you done built with. He'll get you to compare stuff. Why? Because he wants you to look at it like this ain't the same. Why? So he can try to take your old wineskin and try to paint your future like the old. Well, we don't do that. That's not how we do it. Well, you ain't in the same place. Things change. It's a little different. But if you're not somebody that begin to understand that, guess what? The enemy will always have, because you ain't destiny focused. That's why I want everybody to fall in love with where we're going. Not what we do, but where we're going. Because that's the only way you're going to be anchored in transition. Each level, you'll say, I'm going to God, but I want to see this thing. I want to see people's lives begin to be changed at a greater man. You got to see the vision. Most of you think a vision is people. But what? No, that's not the vision. The vision is where we're taking the people. You can't stop at a bunch of people. I mean, if you look at it, we influence probably 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people a month. By Isaac Reedy, I was looking at it today. We didn't serve over 800 people in the last 8 days. Listening, ministering to them in some way. But that's not it. It's taking people to a place. It's the place you're in love with, the God factor, the destiny. If your destiny focused, you could take a licking and keep on ticking. But if you can't, it's because you look over and you stay in that place. Okay, I got the child graduated. I think about this. This is how I meditate. I say, my children, when all of these kids get to a certain place, all of them, when EJ graduates, I look at Eric and Tika. I say, you know what? We did a good job. They say, well, you. I was here. I said, well, I did a little something too, you know. But I'll say all of our children, when I look at them like that, and I'll say, you know what? We got them graduated. But it's important that we realize it ain't over after graduation. There's marriage. There's continuing to work. So you just can't talk about one thing. Most of us will say what you want to be, and that's it. No, life ain't just, you make the child mind just think, let me have a good career, and then that's it, I've made it. That's not it. You can have a good career and emotionally be all in a wreck. So you teach them what? Destiny focus. God is taking the church, that your involvement with the church and where God is taking, your relationship with God is more important. You teach them that. Not one particular thing. We can have a birthday party, but don't go and break through it. Because the children will get high things, and it's hard to dethrone these things when they get a certain age. You'll be amazed at what's tearing away because birthdays. Oh, he wasn't here for the birthday. I've been there every other day. One day. You're teaching them that. What am I saying? When it comes to spiritual correlation, it's very difficult for them to understand. Why? Because there were things that mommy and daddy highlighted. And it wasn't Christ. It wasn't destiny. It wasn't an outreach. It wasn't touching the lives of people. You get excited about that. They need to see your adrenaline flowing when you're going out to a crusade. We're going to change the world. Why? Not just when it's time for them. You already got to teach them to come out of that. It's already difficult enough for them to be children and what they say, I, my, mine. That's normal. You know what I'm saying. But you're training them. But some of us, we just play with that. Why? We're not destiny focused. You talk to your children about relationship. It's more to it than a relationship. Let me let you know now. Let me tell you, you're going to get married. But when you get married, that don't mean your life stop. That don't mean destiny stop because you got to breastfeed or you got to go and take the child out to get some kind of shot. So whatever you do, when we have the baby, all five of our children, I can't say, well, I don't go to church because Pastor Lisa has to breastfeed and do all that. No, you don't do that. You start talking different. You say, listen, everything is centered around what God is doing. You got to purposely do that. They just don't learn. You teach them. This is what's important. This is what you look at. This is how life is. This is how you see it. When it comes to relationship, your husband is going to be a man of God. But when he is, you still got to deal with yourself. You got to help him. You want to drive them attitudes out? You start telling them that young. You got to help him. You're called to help. Just keep telling them. But you can't just go up in the air. Let's go to the movies. The children are just having fun. Life is just not fun. So when they start not wanting to do something, you fold. No, you don't fold. That's when the trainer comes. The trainer steps up. They say, no, let me show you. You still got to do that. Good leaders know how to make people do what they don't want to do.
That's true, Pastor.
For their own benefit.
That's right.
That's what good leaders, they motivate people to do things. They don't even have confidence in themselves, but the leader know how to turn the confidence. Say, come on. Until they can get connected to God, some of you don't even believe, even to this day, some of the things I've said to you. You're holding on to dear life simply because I believe in it and I've locked on to it. Even more to you of what you are. That's why you go. But you can't do that if you ain't destiny focused. You'll just be trying to pay bills.
Yeah.
You just want to get out. Hey, get your house and get your car. And then, oh, you're doing good. You ever talk to people like that? Well, how's he doing? Oh, he lives in Atlanta. Okay, how's he doing? Oh, he's in California. Okay, but how's he doing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he travels with the military. Well, you don't think devils travel? How's he doing? See, people think because of what they think. Because you're traveling. Yeah, he was just in Puerto Rico. And then he's going to Guam. And he's going like the devil's just stopping at the border of Guam. The same devils are there. How's he doing means how's he growing? How's he going forward? You can travel. You can have money. Money doesn't make you anything. It just amplifies what you are. So just because somebody may be successful in money don't mean that they're doing good. When we say doing good as a Christian, we mean how are you growing spiritually? How are you doing in the spirit world? Are you taking this thing to the next level? Is destiny becoming closer to you? Now you can see why the church got a lot of work to do. Got a lot of work. Because people don't even think like that. We got to bring that more consciousness to the world. Can't make them do, but we bring it. Why? Because we're destiny focused. Are you with me?
Amen.
You want to continue to build and transition?
Yeah.
You got to go beyond the basics. That's another thing. Go beyond the basics. I haven't heard y'all do this in a while, but I've heard this in times of ministry. Well, Pastor, it just seemed like, I'm not being appreciated or... You know, it's just like the base. I got to tell you, thank you. Every single time. Over these little basic stuff. So you come in, you wash the walls. It's almost like you want to put your name. I did this. I did. You got to go beyond the basic because you can't grow with people like that. I didn't say, I'll try my hardest to acknowledge everything I can see. Everything I can see. I'll try. But if you looking for that in your heart, in transition, is you can't do it. Because in transition, everything that's basic will be exposed in your heart. When you're looking for something that's not there, it'll be exposed. Because in order for you to get out of here the right way, you got to give everything up.
Yeah.
You got to give it up. You're still looking for glamour. You're still chasing ministry. You're still looking for man pleasing. All this stuff comes up when you're in transition because God said, listen, I kind of tolerated that there, but you can't do that up here. I can't do that. So let me go ahead and show you what it all is right here. You got to go beyond. And that's a personal decision. I'm going beyond basics. I don't need my wife to tell me I'm a man every day. I don't need her to tell me, you know, baby, you're an excellent father. It's been a while since you say that. I don't need that. I don't need her to say that to me because I know who I am. You know who you are. You don't need that even from the children. Why? You know who you are. But see, if you don't go beyond the basics, these little things you just need. You, and again, some of this is because God has to weed that out of you. Take it out. I don't need to be. I'm strong and mighty. When you're building like that and you're going through transition, you got to go beyond the basics. You're meeting people needs. Like some of you, as I talked about, when we do the Impact 12, you can do more. Don't stay with the basics because you can handle that. Do more. Make the sacrifice. Do what you got to do. But go beyond just the basics. You'll never transition if you don't go beyond the basics. You know when somebody start trying to challenge you in transition, God almost all the time will bring somebody. Whether it's me all the time or somebody, your spouse or somebody, somebody will come and tell you something that's your first instructions on the next level. Amen. And your response to them will tell the story whether you gone beyond the basics. Because what you do, you call everything out. Well, I've done that. You start calling out the basics because you still want somebody to say, give me credit for this. Give me credit for this. I did this. I did this. You know what that means? That means you got to go beyond that. Like, listen, I know I do that. You know, that's why I say it's very difficult to build like this. I didn't say you can be like that. It's very difficult to build like that. If my mother-in-law who washed dishes, everything in my house, if every time I have to say, Mama, thank you, even though I try to, but I know you don't be looking for that, then I'm done. I'm done. If my wife tells me something like that, I'm done. Because it'll be like, you got me because I'm guilty. I ain't done nothing. But in order to build, guess what? It's different when you're building. Why? Because when you're building, you got help. You're standing. Now we can accomplish more because the basics are being done. Then you move on. But for some of you, you get in transition and you still go backwards because you gotta let go to reach out, to grab the now. You can't do that with both. So you got to let it go. You got to say, you know what? I got to go beyond this. I'm going to do this because this is embedded. You know, the only way you do that is the patterns are in you. Yeah. When patterns are in you, then people can start counting on you. Other than that, you're just trying to be on time. You're trying to do these things. But when patterns are in you, this is the way you do it. You come in, you talk every Tuesday, every Wednesday, whenever. This is when we talk. This is when we agree. This is when we talk about this. This is what we do. It's every week. You do it. When it's embedded, this is when you make it a point. You have a calendar, and I say, okay, I'm getting with my children here. It won't go 4 months without me doing it, and that's what I do. You just put it in. You make the plans. You say, why? You don't need nobody to tell you that. Why? Because it's inside of you. Why? You go beyond just the basics. You got to do more than that. You follow me? Amen. So if you're going to transition in the midst of a building and keep building, you got to go beyond the basics. Amen. You know, because I can't tell you how many people just with the basics. Yeah, okay, you did this, but what are you doing corporately? For some of you, the basics is going from individual to corporate. Some of you couldn't hold water with corporate. Because you everything is individual. You let your whole life be consumed with just you. Amen. Your problem. What about the corporate? You've been saved 20 years, 10 years. But what are you doing to add a pillar to the corporateness consistently? I mean, that's what it's all about. It's not about us staying here. Okay, you're there, but what I'm trying to acknowledge is look how long you've been there. Maybe there's a different way you can do it. Why? Because you want to get there. God wants you there. I want you there. Let's start changing things. Yeah. Let's start altering things. Let's stop doing the same thing. Let's change it. Let's go. Just like I used for example, we kept fighting all the time. And I kept saying, baby, what's wrong? Y'all know I ain't talking about physically, right? Because I couldn't get away with that, you know. But I just say, she wouldn't let me hit a FedEx game. You probably could beat me up, though, right? No, you know you couldn't now. Don't try that now. Don't try that now. No. No, I'm just playing. I'm just messing. Charlie, you hear me? All right. No, but... I say that, in other words, let's go at this thing different. Let's dissect it. Because I know you want what's good, but somebody got to be man enough or woman enough to say it doesn't matter who it is. Don't get all, the man should be. Don't get into that, woman. If you're the strong one, be strong. Later on, he'll appreciate it more. He'll look back and say, you know what? If she hadn't done this, I wouldn't be here. The Bible talks about how they'll, you know, the Bible said that a woman, a virtuous woman, the children, the men, they'll rise up and say she's blessed because of what she do. So you keep talking like that. You just got to say, okay, I don't even know where to begin, but let's get down to the bottom of this. Some of you can do this with every problem. What am I looking for? Maybe it's not there. Let me stop. Let me dissect. Let me judge myself. You know what? I'm still looking for you to do something that you ain't capable. You ain't God. And I got this hurt inside of me for something you did, and I don't even know it, but I'm trying to express it. You go and apologize, then you go to God and say, Lord, help me. Do one or the other. Say, Lord, you heal me. I might not get healed today, but Lord, get some of this out by next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, let me walk in church a little different. I tell you what I'll do different, Lord. I'll spend more time with you, just crying out to you. If you don't do that, you ain't mean business. I'm going to take the day off. I'm going to take a day or a night, and I'm going to worship you more to get the stuff out of me. Why? Because this is what's really stopping me. That's all you do. And you keep digging out. Some things come out easy, some things harder. But don't you say, you know, this, some things come out by prayer and fasting. No, I want it out immediately. Don't go there. You put your mind constantly into this just like it's going to be a while. Let me get this thing churning for a while. No, I'm just going to get this thing out now. Acceleration is for everything. Are you with me? Doesn't mean it'll be overnight, but I'm saying you begin to work with that. You, man, I'm telling you, the mindset of a builder is so different. Yeah. You go beyond just a regular blessing. Find out what's really ticking you. Yeah. Renew some things inside of you. Build yourself. You know, when you talk about your children, sometimes you have to focus on them. How is this child? How is this child? In the spirit world, don't just calm them all together and just say, think, oh, they'll just be like this. They are different. Right. You just can't know them by their personality. How are you going to help shape them when the enemy come in and they go through their transition? You got to know them in the spirit. Yeah. You can't just tell them to be a Christian. Yeah. If they're not destiny focused, they're not going to transition right. You got to have some kind of glimpse what they should be doing, how they should be doing it. You better know something. You know, sometimes I think about going to college or one of these kids in, dropping off a care package, and Lord, make me relevant. I don't want them to be just saying, this is my old man, and he just here. You know, I'd be thinking like, man, I want them to want me to be around them. You know, I don't want to just go around. They just be like, daddy, you going to get this. Now, they'll get it when you going to spend money. You take them out to dinner, they'll go sit with you. But you want them to say, oh, my daddy is coming. My mom is coming to see me this weekend. You could just chill with them. I mean, I doubt they want you to chill with their friends now, but I'm just saying it's not imbalance. You follow me? It's not imbalanced. Are you with me? Amen. But because you're relating not to the fact that they're children, but the fact that you know their destiny. And they know they still have to feed from you. Are you with me? So that's why I'm saying, you got to make sure you go beyond the basics. Some of you, when you have children and the children act a certain way, the basic things you do for the children, that you're supposed to do that. You know, we can go to jail if we our children starve to death. We can get off. You know, they might, because Casey Anthony let that known. Eh? We can get off. It's a loophole in there. I'm not going to get off into that. That's a whole debate. But I'm just saying, you go beyond just the natural stuff. So what, you feed them? But are you feeding them spiritually?
Yeah.